This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Again, like I say, always a pleasure to have you with me. All right. This is going to be, we're just going to pound through some of these stories. Because, well, there's so many of the crazy ones out there. And it's getting worse by the day. So Joe Biden, okay, you listen to the real side of GCN Live. Joe Biden is singling out Amazon for not paying federal taxes. Now, Joey B knows what the federal tax code is. He's not a stupid man. Am I an Amazon fan? No, I buy stuff from there from time to time, but I wish I had another outlet to go to. Really do. But, you know, it was funny. I was reading an article about him the other day, and some of you know he got divorced recently. And he gave up, I know, he didn't give up. He had to give his wife, as she helped him build a company, but he had to give him half of what the company was worth, half his stocks and such. My understanding is that in 3 weeks he made all of that back. Can you imagine? So President Joey B on Wednesday singled out Amazon for not paying federal taxes during his address at Pittsburgh. He spoke about raising the burden of taxes on multinational companies, hiking the corporate tax rate. Biden's infrastructure plan unveiled earlier in the day. He wants to increase corporate taxes to 28% from 21%. Now, look, I know some of you sit there and say these are mega companies making all this money and they don't pay. They do pay taxes. They really do. Now, they may not pay federal income taxes the way we do, but they're paying a lot of payroll taxes. They're paying taxes when they have equipment coming in and that kind of stuff. So this is the same argument they give you about illegals. When you say illegals don't pay taxes, they go, oh, yes, they do. Really? They're paying payroll taxes with no Social Security number and here illegally? No. When they go to the store and buy stuff, they pay taxes. Well, Amazon doesn't go to the store, but it buys a lot of stuff that it has to pay taxes on. Plus payroll taxes. Plus. And all they're doing is taking advantage of some of the, you want to call them tax loopholes? Call them what you want to. But they're tax advantages. Everybody takes them. Trump took them. We take them as a company. Although we can't take as many as they do. And if they go to 28% from 21, what's going to stop some of these companies from going to a different country? Biden said that Biden's infrastructure plan, by the way, is a nightmare. We're going to go through that over the next day or two. Biden and Amazon said that Amazon was one of the 91 Fortune 500 companies that use various loopholes where they pay not a single solitary penny in federal income tax. Now, that's in sharp contrast to middle-class families who are paying over 20% in tax rates. Now, I don't want to punish them. That's just wrong, he said. But, look. When you look at this and you realize how many people they put to work and how they keep money flowing and the differences that they're making in, you know, supply chains and getting product out there. I'm not a fan of Amazon. Don't get me wrong. right? But when you really look at this, you really pay attention, they are paying taxes. Now, spokesman for them, now they went through this under Barack Obama. There was some conversation around this. But the company's public policy and communications chief, he works for President Barack Obama. He said if the R&D tax research and development credit, is a loophole, certainly one Congress strongly intended. The R&D tax credit has existed, you ready for this? Since 1981. It's been extended 15 times. So this is where my argument is all the time about how fake they are. If they really don't like something, who's in control right now? Who's in charge? Can't they make a change? Instead, they're chasing down all of Trump's policies and trying to get rid of them. They're trying to tax the American populace to death. They're trying to take away your freedoms. Why don't they, if they really believe what they say they believe, go after the corporations? Right? It was made permanent in 2015 in a law signed by who? Anybody? President Obama. So President Obama was totally on board with this. Joey B was vice president. Did he speak out? Can somebody send me a link of him speaking out against this crazy tax loophole? Look at the R&D tax credit, which I do agree with. Because you have to think about something, in theory, right? They got to spend a boatload of money developing something. If it doesn't come into fruition, if it doesn't happen, whatever it is, so let's just say these batteries so the cars can go further, which is what they want. Why would I try to do something like that, spend like $1 billion on it, if I didn't have some kind of upside for failure? So I'm okay with this. Not crazy okay, but okay with this. As long as that when they start selling that battery, when they start doing that and they're making money, there are taxes coming back. Can't be scot-free. Anyhow, after paying $0 in federal taxes for 2 years, Amazon started paying federal income tax in 2019. Who was president? I seem to have forgotten. Oh, no, it was that Trump guy. Who was definitely not a big fan of Amazon. And before Joey B was even coherent, which he's not now, but even before, Trump was talking about how it was unfair that Amazon wasn't paying anything in taxes. That Amazon, even though you're using legal loopholes, they're a billion-dollar company, they should be paying something. And these are the same guys that always say, Amazon, the Amazon CEO there. I mean, think about what he's saying. Anyhow, Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Estate. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome, swingers. Pull up a groove and get fabulous.
I can't watch this because it's creepy and wrong and sick. However, I will watch out of curiosity.
The real side. Now, Joe Messina.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me.
We are back.
Like the fellow.
Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with the 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being on the phones. I'll get to the phone in a minute. You know, again, I'll go back to, let me just finish up real quick on the Amazon story. And this is not, you know, it's not uncommon for R&D tax, for this loophole, if that's what you want to call it. Many, 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 many companies use this. I'm sure if you look at the taxes of, you know, even Joe Biden, well, I don't know what business. Oh, yeah, I do know what business. Never mind, you're probably not filing taxes for that, right? What about Al Gore with his adventures. I'm sure if you look at his taxes, he took advantage of all these loopholes as well. Right? Nancy Pelosi's husband, Feinstein's, I mean, every one of these people is using these loopholes. The majority, 90% of Congress has been controlled by Democrats for what, the last couple of decades? Yeah, we get 2 years here, we get 2 years there. There really was a problem, they would have changed it. Obama apparently wanted it, or he would have changed it. Or he would have asked for it to be changed. This is how disingenuous they actually are. They complain about these things, and when they have control, they do absolutely nothing about them. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Dave from California. Dave, how you doing?
Hey, not too bad, Joe. You know, I don't know if you remember it, but early in the epidemic, this was about a year ago, there were a whole bunch of infrastructure projects that were already underway. And because the highways went from rush hour in the morning to just ghost towns, many of those big road projects, for example, got finished way early, and they not only saved the taxpayer a huge amount of money, but they came in with better quality. And so I would think with this, you know, with that knowledge, and almost every congressional, you know, every congressman knows that now, because it happened a year ago. The true fiscal conservatives know that if you're going to get a solid deal, better quality and on-time budgets, there's no reason not to do it. But the other thing is, where are the honest, say, for example, you remember a couple of years ago, there was a massive flood out here in California, and there was a dam, the Oroville Dam was about to spill over and break down. And it was spilling over, come to think of it, and it was about to break down. And it was just through prayer and good luck that we didn't lose Sacramento and a lot of the channel there. And there were a lot of Republican congressmen in that district below that dam that know that that dam still hasn't been fixed fully. And it's got to be in the works of this bill. And so where are the true fiscal conservatives when it comes time to fixing the Oroville Dam?
So, Dave, I have to ask you something, because I'm very familiar with that. I did a lot of stories around that. You know, there's a lot of work that was not done. And twice, and it's funny, when you talk about fiscal conservatives, are you just talking about Republicans? Because we're the Democrat fiscal conservatives. Where are they in looking at this and saying, you know, Governor Newsom has raided the funds twice, our transportation funds, for billions of dollars, which he wasn't supposed to do. There was supposed to be a lockbox. We voted on that. You've got roads with potholes big enough to swallow my car. You know, when are they going to start fixing these? You have areas of Route 1, the Pacific Coast Highway. Beautiful, beautiful highway. You know that. I'm sure you've been on it. Beautiful highway. And yet there's areas of it you can't travel on. Why? Because they raided the transportation funds and never really fixed them. So let me ask you a question. I don't want to go all over the place with you. But if we keep blowing these transportation funds that we've already taxed people on, if we can't manage this budget, why should the Fed step in and give us money to fix this?
Well, it's called the Interstate Commerce Commission, and that if you're going to manufacture goods in Tennessee and hope to sell them in California, that the interstate highways need to be of a certain quality to be able to manage that delivery.
That's not my point, though. I mean, send them in via a rail car. All right, send them in via a plane if you need to. But why do we keep getting... When do we hold our legislators, Democrats and Republicans, when do we start holding their feet to the fire to use that money they tax us on for what it's supposed to be used for?
Well, that's what this bill is right now in the hopper, the infrastructure bill. And if you want some honest development of it, both sides better put
it's just,
in there.
Look, it's just another pile of money, David. It's just what
no,
makes
it's
you
not.
Think
it's
they're going to do
money.
With this money? Look, at only, what is it, $650 billion has been earmarked at this point. Read the bill. Only $650 billion, give or take a few billion, is earmarked to specifically go to road fixes and bridge fixes and infrastructure fixes. Where's the rest of it?
Well, I'm not sure if I haven't seen what you're talking about. I can't say, but
right.
The full picture of it is that planning ahead. And so, for example, if we were to look at with global warming, we're going to have the concrete is going to get instead of getting
right,
120 degrees on the concrete, it's going to be.
Can we not go? Wait a minute. Can we not get that far afoot? How about dealing right now with roads that are like crumbling
ahead?
Right now?
If you're going to build
a highway, we've given the money twice. And twice they haven't fixed them. They've raided the coffers. So now you're thinking that because it's federal money, they're going to handle it better?
That's because we've been living on emergency spending at least since 9/11. And every time you turn around, there's some emergency. Trump was famous for having an emergency
You can blame this on Trump all you want. Nobody else is buying it. Come back to California for a second. This is why I said to you, I don't want you to go all over the place. Come back to California. We have not been emergency spending since 9/11. I keep hearing about the flush of money that we have. You never hear about the $180 billion in the hole we're in. Why? Because of pensions, which have absolutely nothing to do with 9/11. It's because
the
pension fund...
So you're going to take away the pensions in order to do some tidy work now? That is foolish.
Dave, I'm not going to let you get away with that. What's foolish is continuing to offer these unions and tell them there's going to be a 7% return on their money when the rest of the world, the rest of the country, people that are working hard and doing private investments are only getting 2% to 3%, and you're going to tell the union workers and the state workers they're going to get 7% even in a recession, even when the crap is hit the fan. You and I are making up that money. We are getting taxed on tax money on tax money. Got to go to a commercial,
well,
Dave. Thanks for the call.
It sounds like
you're the senior host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden unveiled his infrastructure plan on Wednesday, a $2.25 trillion proposal that includes provisions for improvements in transportation, water systems, broadband access, and job training. In order to pay for it, the president is also proposing a hike in the corporate tax rate. from 21% up to 28%. But some say that funding the plan with tax hikes will ultimately hurt American workers. Neil Bradley is the executive vice president of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and tells Fox News that raising the corporate tax rate will make American companies less competitive and cost the country jobs.
You may be able to pay for this with the massive tax increases that have been proposed, but they're going to make U.S. companies much less competitive. It will make the American tax code less competitive than it was internationally, even during the Obama administration. And all of that means fewer American jobs.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Never mind, dear. Chin up. That's right, both of them.
This shit, that ice cold. Michelle fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpiece. Silent, violent.
We are back.
In the city, got chucks on.
Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. Look, when it's, not just California, you got New York doing the same thing. There's other Democrat-run states that are doing the same thing. You run up to these massive deficits, and I always love to listen. You're gonna hold back the retirement funds from all these people expecting to get it? Well, look at, with all due respect to those people who are expecting to get it, when you sign up for fairy tales, when you sign up for lies, the actuators in California, those are the people who decide, you know, how much these retirement plans are going to pay. They tell the state, well, look, we can invest for you, and we can get X amount of percent. So when they negotiate with these unions, teachers union included, when they're negotiating with these unions, they say, You'll get a 7% return on your money. You know, you give it to the state or the state invests it for you, blah, 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 blah. And there was a run in this state, I think, 4, 5, 6 years. We barely broke 2%. Hung out around 3.5. Do you know who makes up the difference? Because they're guaranteed, unlike you and your stockbroker, they're guaranteed that money. Yeah, you and I make it up. If they don't get their 7%, they only get 3% because the state actuators make the wrong investments. We have to make it up for their mistakes. Who makes up ours? Well, my investment guy says you're gonna, you know, I can probably get you 4 or 4.5% a year and guarantee you on this money, and it comes in at 1.5%. Does he make up the difference? No, he doesn't. I mean, seriously. But they don't look at it that way. Well, we made a promise. Yes, you made a promise to me, too, that you're going to take that money that you're charging me for. And now the state of California, they want to charge you a mileage tax long before the feds thought about it. Really, think about it. Long before that. And so they want more tax money because they haven't found a tax yet that they don't like. This is why I love this. I love when these Democrats, again, we're coming into that cycle. We have a Democrat running against, you know, Mike Garcia lives in my area. I supported him and worked with him to help him get elected. And now a Democrat is coming back after him again. One that actually was all for taking away parental choice for education, all for taking away single moms, especially. This is where that, they called it the gig law was killed. I mean, was enacted. So basically, you could not pick up jobs here and there. Like, it was aimed at Uber and Lyft and that kind of stuff. But in the media world, we use people to write articles all the time. We pay them a few bucks for that. They may write 100 articles a year, whatever they want to pick up a few extra dollars. Well, these people stepped in who never really had a serious job or had to pay people, had to run their own business. They come into the legislature in California and go, no, we can't have that because we need these people. We need those people on the payroll. We need them paying into unions. We need the whole nine yards. And so what they did is they said, if you do more than five odd jobs or whatever gigs for a particular, now you have to be on the payroll. Now you have to be an employee. So these single moms who were trying to put, and either other families too, but mostly single moms, who were trying to put clothes on the kids' back, put food on the table, now they're told that extra $300 or $400 a month or $500 a month that they pick up where they can work at leisure and do what they want to do, and it's affordable and agreeable to everybody. Remember, what they're saying is, you're too stupid, mom. You are too dumb to know that you're being taken advantage of. So we're going to step in and help you. We're going to take the job away from you in total. You know, so they come in, and then they say, all right, look, if you're going to do more than five jobs, you have to be a permanent employee. So now they get nothing. They get bupkis. So maybe little Susie's piano lessons was being paid by mom's extra gig work. She don't get to play anymore. That's it. There's so many things. You know, maybe mom and dad were sending their kids to a special school somewhere. Maybe a baseball coach. It's a very common thing to do. They send their kids to sports coaches for help. Now they can't do that. They got the money. Some of the parents actually need the money to put food on the table. Gas in the car. Pay for the insurance. Oh, no. Can't do that anymore. We know better. That boss is taking advantage of you. Really, they want to make you so poor, so broke, so dependent, that the only person you're going to be able, the only thing you're going to be able to look to is to the government. Help me, save me, save me. I mean, if you work the system in California, I'm telling you, you could literally live for free. And again, somebody's going to go off and talk about how I want people to be sick and die. No. California has a program specifically for minors for health care. So even if the parents make a little bit too much money, but they don't make enough money to pay for health care for the kids, you can get health care through this program, through the state. Right? If you're way behind on your payments or your home, they have several different programs where the state will actually step in and give you money to keep your home. As long as you agree to live in the house or live in the state or whatever, there's a whole bunch of caveats there, but most people could probably adhere to them. If you don't make enough money at your job, and you can prove it and show it to the state, they have a program that picks up the difference. Think about this. All these programs they have available, and most of the time, it's for us to hop on so that we can pick up the deficit. As we were saying before, why work when the government's giving you $300 a week and the state's giving you $150 a week, which is pretty darn close to you, what you were making before in your waitress job or your whatever the job is. I know waitresses make decent money, but my point is you are guaranteed a salary. You don't have to run yourself ragged. I don't know how long it is now. I think it's 52 weeks, is it? Under Obama at one point it was 90-some-odd weeks. Sit back. Right? No. Somebody asked in the chat room. If there's a financial crisis, will welfare payments stop? No. You know why? At this point, the Republicans have painted themselves into a corner to the point where if there's a threat, a budget threat, that without that budget, welfare checks stop, unemployment checks stop, even though that's rich too, because you're paying into that, aren't you? Don't you pay unemployment insurance? Don't you pay into, you know, those kind of things? You pay into disability. They take it out of your paycheck. So even if the budget stops, even if there's a holdup, those checks should still come through, and they usually do. There's usually a threat. Look, I don't know what the number is. Somebody have to look it up for me. But the last time we had a government shutdown, if I'm wrong, you guys can let me know. I'm sort of guessing here based on my memory. But they were still spending $4 billion a day. Okay, these were contracts that had to happen. Now, government shutdown because there's no money, but they're still cutting $4 billion a day. I've had this discussion with I should bring another finance guy on because I frustrate the crud out of them. And I don't do it on purpose. I don't do it to be a jerk. You know, what's nice is when you're not well-educated, you can ask the questions that bring their minds to the well-educated mind to a grinding halt, right? So when you think about this, how much money is there? When you buy your house and you get your loan for, I don't know, just off the top of my head, let's just say $350,000. Do they show up with an armored car to the escrow company and have actual dollar bills that they're giving you? Right? Most of the time, it's numbers on a piece of paper. Just moving around a piece of paper. We're not on a gold standard anymore. So we don't have to make sure that there's enough money sitting there or the bank has enough money to cover those notes or whatever. It's just numbers flying around on a piece of paper. There is absolutely nothing to back it up. Other than the full faith and confidence of the United. Forget that number. I've got a very good friend of mine. I have been arguing about him with this for 20 years. And every year he talks to me about how the economy is going to collapse. Every year he's telling me how much. The only place we can go sideways, wrong, or bad is with the Chinese. If they can prove that their money is more secure than ours, that's the only way that we can lose this battle to a degree. But the reason these other countries fold and fall down is because they don't have it. There's nothing behind them. There's no full faith with the government. Right? I mean, think about it. These governments are taken over by the military. There's all kinds of stuff going on in other countries. We have always, until recently, we have always had a smooth transition of power. We've always been a stable country. I don't know how I got down that road. Joe Mesidio, your host. This is The Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
We're in the home stretch. Get off track for a second. You know, you look over at what happened to Trump on, Facebook and Twitter and YouTube and all of that. And Facebook yanked down a video of his where he was doing an interview with his daughter, I guess. And the daughter, point blank, you know, just have a conversation or what have you. And Facebook pulled it down. Now, it wasn't that there was anything wrong with the content, because he's been banned from social networks. You can't even have an interview with him. They don't want his voice on there. They don't want people to hear. Talk about, I mean, right out there in your face, squelching the voice. Right? To answer your question in the chat room. See, I can tell you, we got smart people in the chat room. I don't know why you don't head over there. Yes. They do have lobbyists. The Mexican cartel have lobbyists in D.C. and other places. And they're not like the regular ones. There are things being paid for, things being done, things being handled for them. Yes, his name, well, he might be the chief. Right? Joey B. anyhow, on the tax credit thing, give that some thought. This is not, it's really funny because when Trump said it about Amazon, he was all wrong. He was bad. He's a bad guy. He's just trying to screw Amazon because he doesn't like it, because he didn't like him. Joey B does it, same thing, complains the same thing in the same way. And what happens? He's a hero. The excise director of Homeland said the surge to the open borders has been by design. I agree. At this point, I have to agree. Because they're doing nothing to slow it down, nothing to stop it. Not all those people are coming up because all of a sudden they figured out they're living in tyranny. And if you believe that, you've got, you know, there's something wrong with your mental state. The surge of the nation's border was created by design. They want to bring an end to open borders, I mean, an end to closed borders. Former Acting Immigration and Customs Enforcement Director Tom Holman, he added that the current situation is worse. It's the worst he's ever seen in his career. They knew what they were doing, right? This isn't incompetence. This isn't bad management. This is open borders, period. Plain and simple. And he designed an open border agenda, and the men and women of the Border Patrol feel abandoned, as well they should. You know, they're facing, illegal entry at the instruction of the administration. On Tuesday, Raul Ortiz, the deputy chief of the U.S. Border Patrol, he told reporters that he expected more than 1 million immigrants will come to the U.S.-Mexican border this year alone. That would mirror the increase of border crossings in 2019 when almost 978,000 people were taken into custody. They can't keep up with this. In February alone, there were over 100,000. Now, think about something. When they're checking these people in, right? What can't they do? They're done. It's not like they can say, hey, wait here, right? Handcuff them to a bench and then go out somewhere else, grab some more and come back. Now, Holman says that the situation is totally preventable, was totally preventable. The Biden administration was briefed by ICE and Customs. He told if they ended the programs put in place by Trump, there would be a surge like we've never seen before. Representative Brian Babbitt of Texas agreed, said the situation at the border is out of control. We know it's a humanitarian crisis, not only for the migrants that are coming in, but what about the people who live there in Texas? What about the ones whose properties are being overrun by these people, damaged by these people? Some of those people even breaking into homes to get more food and water. And you're all sitting there with your bleeding hearts going, oh, gee, what do you want? What do I want? I want them to do it the right way. That's what I want. Law and order. That's what I want. You know, in my local area, there was an uprising because it was a Hispanic, I don't know if it was a family or whatever. They were selling food by the side of the road. People went there, loved it. And there was a line there, people. This is during COVID. They weren't doing 6 feet. Not all of them had masks on. They were in a line waiting to get their tacos or whatever they were getting from this guy. A restaurant right there in the mall next to where this guy was selling. The owner got irate. I can't open my doors. I have to have 25. Spacing on my outside, but this is okay. There's no food license, nothing. No border health license. But the Dems fought for that person in the cart. Fought for that person who was making food that you don't know where it came from. You don't know how clean the kitchen was it was made in. You don't know anything. But they were good with that. See? More lawlessness. They don't care. And you can say what you want. You can say I'm being heartless or whatever. But if they came here to get away from lawlessness, why do we encourage them to get involved in lawlessness again? What kind of sense does that make? And you see it over and over and over. And once all these people get in, you watch, mark my words, if the Dems maintain control, you'll have 31 million new American citizens with no knowledge of this country. Yeah, I'm just going to be blunt about it. Not really able to speak English. You know how, look at this is how they, you have the gardeners here in California, they come around, they want to do work for you. I got to the point, I'm not going to learn Spanish for them. I shouldn't have to. You're in America. You want to get paid with American dollars. You want to be protected by the American court system. You want your kid educated in the American school system, education system. And yet you refuse to learn English. Now, after you cut my wrong tree down, after I told you not to touch it, after you've made all these mistakes on my property because you don't understand English, and then I'm the bad guy for firing you. The Dems go out of their minds because, oh, what's wrong, because he's from another country? No, because he couldn't understand what I was saying. So if he was an American citizen speaking English but had a second-grade education, he couldn't understand what I was saying, I'd fire him too. You show up at my door, you tell me you're a gardener or you're whatever, you're experienced, you do this, and this. No. Not if you can't do the work. But the Dems go on and on and on. Look at this. They love Dr. Fauci. He's been wrong every step of the way. They love Al Gore because of his stance on global climate cooling warming change, whatever. He's been wrong every step of the way. They love these people. The more you're wrong, they love these people. Where are the 2 million dead people that we were supposed to have in this country alone? They were wrong. They continue to be wrong. And the Dems continue to love them. You see what I mean? There's no crisis at the border that people are running across the border because their countries are so bad. No, it's because Joe Biden has guaranteed them sanctuary. They love that word. Right? I mean, these poor kids, they come up to the border with their parents, and their parents are just bringing them for a better life. Like those two that we saw the video. This is one of many, but recently. Of the coyotes just dropping those kids over the fence. 17, 18 feet, foot drop. Doesn't check on them. Drops the two kids and runs. Probably were paid anywhere from $2,500 to $4,000 to drop those kids. Joe, Democrats, you're causing this. You want to talk about being heartless? You want to talk about being cruel? You want to talk about hating them? You're encouraging them to come up here. Unless you're feeding them and providing them transportation and you're lying to all of us, you're encouraging them to come thousands and thousands of miles. To what? To be put in a facility with 4,000 other people that holds 200? Really, seriously. For what? To wipe out the American population? Because that's what you keep telling us. That's what Governor Newsom says, you know, and President, I don't even want to call him President, Joey B. He's telling you, be a good American, be a good patriot, wear your mask. Well, what about them? Get your shot. What about them? Get tested. What about them? They only want to nail the conservative Republican citizens. They don't care about anybody else. No, they really. Those are the only ones they want to nail. Everybody else is a god for them. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. AOC had to chime in, of course. This is right up her alley. Give away as much money that's on hers as humanly possible. She wanted a gut check. People who are calling the border situation a surge, accusing the term of being used consciously by people trying to invoke militaristic frames. Where is she? How come she hasn't? I already said this. Where she hasn't been down there? Kamala Harris? Where was she? She'd been given charge. She hadn't been down there. Joe Mancini, your host. This is the Real Side of GCN Live. God, I could do another 3 hours on this. Anyway, always a pleasure. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones about the show. Would love to have them here listening as well. Have a great rest of the day. Be safe and God bless.